Watch, Joy Reid mocks Marco Rubio for tweeting Bible verses every day for random reasons. By Jeff Poor on July 6, 2021. Tuesday, MSNBC host Joy Reid decried Republicans, including Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, for not speaking out against Representative Paul Gosar, Oz, who Reid insisted was a white supremacist during an interview with Representative Val Demings, DFL, who is running against Rubio in the 2022 midterm elections for U.S. Senate. I have a question for you on a law enforcement sort of theme. Does it surprise you, and Florida is a small world, as you and I both know, that people like Marco Rubio, who you're running against in the United States Senate, who tweets Bible verses every day for random reasons, these people aren't saying to themselves, I don't want to be associated with white supremacists. Where are the speaker? Where is Marco Rubio? Where are all these people who are constantly lecturing us about what history we're allowed to learn? Why aren't they saying anything? Demings took a shot at her Republican opponent by criticizing him for not speaking out against white supremacy. Well, you know, Joy, a long time ago, someone told me I'd rather see a sermon any day than to hear one, Demings replied. So Rubio can send out all of the Bible verses that he wants to. We're looking at not what he says but what he does. We're talking about a man, as you've indicated. Thank you for bringing it up, who has not said one word to denounce white supremacists since he's been in office, by the way. We're talking about a man who voted against an independent commission that would investigate the insurrection that occurred on January 6th. And so again, we know them by the fruits that they bear. Rubio has not delivered. And as you know, that is exactly why I am running. Florida deserves better. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.